From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Korea says the rival Koreas have agreed to form their first joint Olympic team and march together during the opening ceremonies. South Korean President Moon Jae-in spoke about such prospects while observing athletes training for the Games.
남과 북이 함께 하나의 팀을 만들어서
If the South and North form a unitary team and participate in the Olympic Games, I think it will become an historic moment. Not only Koreans, but people from all over the world will be moved to see such a historic moment, and it will be a great start to resolve inter-Korean issues.
A joint team at next month's Olympic Games in South Korea would require International Olympic Committee approval. 20 nations agreed to consider tougher sanctions to press North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons as U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson warned Pyongyang it could trigger a military response if it did not choose negotiations. Grace Lee has that story.
It's a strong message from U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to Pyongyang on Tuesday. Members at the one-day meeting, co-hosted by the U.S. and Canada, say the world needs to enforce tougher sanctions against the North, especially China and Russia. Both of those nations weren't actually at the meeting, and diplomats say any agreements made in Vancouver are limited at best. It also comes as the two Koreas sit down for their first talks after 2 years of soaring tensions.
That's what reporter Grace Lee. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News. The Catalan Parliament met Wednesday in a first step towards forming a local government after December's elections, but questions remain over whether the wealthy northeastern region will continue to push for a split from Spain. Inés Arrimadas, leader of the pro-unity party, Ciudadanos, criticized former Catalan leader Carlos Puigdemont.
You cannot agree to break the rules. They think they live in a republic. They think we are independent, and Mr. Puigdemont thinks he is president. But you cannot agree in Brussels to break the rules. And he cannot become president in a telematic or telepathic way, not via Skype, and not through a hologram.
The election, called by Madrid to derail the independence movement, failed to resolve Spain's worst political crisis in decades after secessionist parties won a majority of seats, although they failed to get more than half of the popular vote. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy earlier in the week said that if the Catalan parliament appointed Puigdemont president, Article 155, which prescribes direct rule over Catalonia, will remain in force. Jeff Guster reports officials in Myanmar police opened up fire at hundreds of protesters angry about a ban on local festivals.
Myanmar police shot dead 7 demonstrators while 12 were injured in troubled Rakhine State after a local gathering celebrating an ancient Buddhist Arakan kingdom turned violent. The protesters in Rakhine State marched through the ancient city of Miao'u and ransacked a government building Tuesday after authorities banned the anniversary celebration of the founding of the old kingdom. The officials say they stopped the protest because they were not informed about it beforehand. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A Hong Kong court sentenced democracy activist Joshua Wong to 3 months in jail in a contempt case stemming from pro-democracy protests 3 years ago. Wong was among a group of activists who were sentenced in Hong Kong's high court on Wednesday. Wong vowed to continue the pursuit of universal suffrage.
What we hope to do is, even we need to face a prison sentencing, we'll still continue to fight for democracy in the future.
Wong and the others pleaded guilty last year for failing to comply with a court order to clear out of a protest camp during the 79-day Umbrella Movement protests in late 2014. The Philippines Justice Department ordered investigations on Wednesday into possible criminal liability of Rappler, a news site known for challenging the government that has been dubbed a fake news outlet by the country's controversial president. The Securities and Exchange Commission announced Monday it had revoked Rappler's license for violating the Constitution's restrictions on foreign ownership of media, ruling that one of its American investors had the power to influence its operations despite not owning any shares. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Oh, oh, yeah.